When we hear about a musical premiere, we naturally think about some new work from a composer. But the recordings we're about to listen to represent another kind of premiere, music that hasn't been heard for hundreds of years. Recently, in northern Germany, a collection of manuscripts was discovered, composer anonymous, music from the 13th to 16th centuries. Now the music has been recorded. Tom Manoff took a listen to the first of the recordings to be released.
Many spiritual traditions share something universal in their music, a sense of devotion and the way music turns that emotion into pure sound. The name of this CD is God Shall Be Praised, music from the Luna Convent, a cloister first established in the year 1170. The music on this recording includes pieces that have remained unknown for hundreds of years. Listening then, you're hearing a lost musical world. This music may seem simple, but it's not. The rising and falling patterns of the melodies were composed with subtle genius to interest the ear, but also create a sense of calmness and inner reflection. There are several ways to enjoy this recording. One is to follow each piece with the Latin text, taking notice of how the melody makes a particular text sing. Here's one of my favorites. It tells the story of the three kings who follow the star to Bethlehem. After the soloist sings a verse, there's a group response, always on the same words. Those words translate as, the star shines, the whole congregation rejoices. Another way to listen is to just let the music float beyond details and experience it as a lost world, a world less cluttered and when time was measured by shadows on a sundial in a garden.
Tom Manoff reviewing God Shall Be Praised, music from the Luna Convent. You can hear more from the CD and see original manuscripts of the music at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.